old ones thought themselves the best. Strong and proud and wise, they viewed mortals as worse and less, and viewed hybrids as purity's demise. So listen close, as night usurps day, to these tales from the Bluebell Cafe.
I just don't understand why you told her.
I just told her that I was also a halfie.
No, you also told her that you're from the mortal world.
I forgot about that. I think that's really your fault, though.
My fault?
Well, she started asking all these questions like, what province am I from? And I didn't know how to answer that. So technically, I didn't tell her. She just figured it out. And it shouldn't matter anyway because she's going to help us.
We don't even know her, Jules. What if she's working as a spy for the old ones?
You think the old ones would deign to ask for the help of a hybrid?
They wouldn't need to ask. They could threaten, blackmail, force her to help. Even if you think she's a good person, good people can do bad things in the right circumstances.
I know. I'm not a child, Clay. In fact, we never did clarify who the older sibling was.
It's you.
Ah. Then why do you always act like you know better than I do?
I do when it comes to Parima.
This isn't about Parima. This is about me. I know you think I'm naive, but I'm not. I've spent my whole life not trusting people. I've spent decades alone, and look where I ended up anyway. Clay, I don't want to be remembered by everyone as some hybrid who killed the queen. And the only way for me to avoid that is for me to finally trust people and let them know who I really am.
I'm sorry. I don't think you're naive. You're an adult, and you can take care of yourself. I just want you to be careful.
I know. I appreciate that you're here looking out for me. Now, Irida will be here soon, so speak of the devil. Be nice.
I will. Promise.
It's open.
Good morning.
Morning. Since you two never officially met, Clay, this is Irida, and Irida, this is Clay.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
So, Irida, have you ever made coffee before?
Only the instant kind.
That's fine. Clay can show you how it's done. We got a... I can't remember what it's called. When they send an order through the crystal ball.
Pathed in?
Yes. In the mortal world, it's called in. Anyway, we got a few orders pathed in this morning, so Clay can show you the ropes while I set up the dining area.
What ropes?
Oh, sorry. That's just another mortal phrase. It just means he'll show you how to do it.
Oh, okay.
Good luck. Call me if you need me.
All right, boss. Show me how it's done.
Well, Aster insists on making drinks using this specific machine. It was their father's.
Ooh, a human machine. I feel like I'm in a museum.
It is human in origin, but Aster enchanted it so it can make any drink, including fey brews. You don't even need magic to work it. Just push the button and have your drink in mind.
Sounds like a complicated charm. Not that I would know. I can't do charms.
It did take them decades to perfect it, since they usually just do illusion magic. Honestly, it still tastes best when they make the drinks. You've got to be very precise in your mind about what you want. Mine are inedible half the time.
I don't know anything about coffee or tea. I'm sure mine will be worse.
Try it out. One customer ordered a belladonna and unicorn milk tea.
Okay.
Once you've got it in your mind, go ahead and push the button.
Oh, what a funny noise.
Now grab a cup. It'll come out of that little nozzle. Press that smaller button to pour the liquid. There you go. You're natural.
Well, we don't know how it tastes yet.
No, we don't. Try it.
Isn't it for the customer?
We can't give it to the customer if it's not good. Aster has very high standards for the quality of the drinks here. If it's good, you'll just do it again for a fresh cup. If it's not, we didn't serve a bad cup to a customer, and disaster is averted.
All right. Oh, that's disgusting!
Have you ever had belladonna tea with unicorn milk before?
No.
Maybe you should stay off the drinks for today. You'll need to know the products better before you can make them.
Oh, sure thing. I can handle the register.
Great.
Look, I don't know exactly what Aster told you, but I want to just address the griffin in the room. I know they're a hybrid.
I know.
And I know that you're trying to protect them, so you're probably not happy that I know. Be honest, please. We'll never be able to build trust if we aren't honest with each other.
I can say that I would be happier if you didn't know.
And that's completely understandable. But I wanted to assure you that you can trust me. I would never out someone.
You can never know that for sure until the day you do, or the day you die.
Okay, dark, but true, I guess. I don't know how to prove to you that I'm a good person, and I mean what I say when I say I would never do anything to hurt you or Aster.
We just met you yesterday, so forgive me for doubting you.
Aster told me that you two met not that long ago. You were estranged for decades, but she trusts you. What can I do to convince you to trust me?
Tell me the truth.
I am telling you the truth.
That you're a hybrid who just wants to help another hybrid out. I don't believe that.
Have you seen the state of the world right now? You yourself are trying to protect them. Why is it so difficult to believe that I want to protect them too?
Because I'm their brother, and you're not.
I swear to you, I want to help Aster.
No offense, but that magic doesn't bind you. It doesn't mean anything more than what you've already said.
Magic or not, I will prove it to you. You can trust me.
We'll see. Showtime! I'll handle the drinks. You can start proving to me how trustworthy you are by taking these customers' orders.
Aye, aye, sir. I'll get right on that. Hi, how can I help you?
Can I get a cinnamon griffin claw?
Sure thing.
Like what?
I don't know. It just seemed like he was so suspicious of me. Like I was going to rob the place or something. No offense, but if I did plan to rob a place, I'd pick a jewelry store or something. Not a cafe.
Clay can be a little aloof at times.
Aloof? He was almost hostile. I mean, I can't blame him, but it was a little unnerving.
There's been a lot going on in our lives lately. I'm sure he's just stressed out.
Yeah, fair. But you've been nothing but nice to me, and you're just as stressed. More, probably, since you're... like me.
There is that. Clay doesn't understand.
How could he?
He thinks that because I'm passing as full magic, it shouldn't affect me when I hear comments about hybrids in passing, or see things like your interview. It's not directed at me, so it shouldn't affect me, right?
Of course it affects you. You should tell Clay. Imagine if someone said people whose names start with K are all dummies. What? You should. Maybe he'll understand then.
Maybe.
Well, it doesn't matter so much if he understands. I do, and you do. And if Clay doesn't, oh well, we'll just kick him out when we want to vent.
Sounds like a plan. Do you not know any other people like us?
No doubt I've met my fair share, but honestly, most of us are passing, like you said. Obviously, everything's gotten worse lately, but even before that, it was no advantage, to be honest. Nobody's proud about it.
I got the impression that you were.
I am, but to be honest, I only had that little outburst because the stress has been building up. That was the last straw for me. I'm usually not very open about it. In fact, I would definitely regret it if we hadn't ended up meeting because of it.
And the rest is history. Or it will be.
Oh yes, we're gonna do great things, you and I.
Have a good evening.
Thanks, you too.
Phew, is it always as busy as it was today?
Definitely not.
Oh, that's almost a relief. It was a lot to keep up with.
Oh, come on, you did pretty well for your first day. Right, Clay?
Better than me, probably.
Clay had no service experience when he started. Can you believe that? I remember you poured a to-go drink in a ceramic mug.
One time.
That's one time too many.
It definitely makes me feel better.
I'm glad. Don't worry about those dishes. You've worked hard today, so you should go home and get some rest.
Are you sure? I don't mind staying to help.
I'm sure. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
So... I think... I want to tell Irida the whole truth.
What?
I already know what you're gonna say.
You don't even know her. The old ones are after me. You can't trust anyone. What if she's a spy?
But Clay, listen. At worst, if she's a spy, what's gonna happen? I'm already charged with murder for crying out loud. I doubt that illegally coming to Barima will make my sentence much worse. And at best, if she's not a spy, she could be useful for us. You said I need 3 witnesses, right? Well, here's 1.
But if you get caught, we won't be able to prove your innocence.
You're an ace detective, right? I'm sure you'd be able to handle it without me. If anything, I'm holding you back. You'll clear my name, I'll be freed, and then we can find our mother together.
Very optimistic of you.
To tell you the truth, I kind of don't think I'll get out of this.
Why not?
Someone assassinated a queen and went to the trouble of framing me for it. They've got to be very powerful. And they clearly don't want to get caught. So how could I catch them? I'm just a barista. I can only really do illusion magic, and not even that anymore.
Hey, you've got me now, remember?
Yeah. I do.
Alright. Let's say Irida really is just an innocent hybrid, not a spy. Have you considered that by telling her the truth, we could be putting her in danger? She could be considered an accomplice. At worst, she could be executed too.
But she'd be my witness, right? How am I supposed to get witnesses if the ones I bring could get in trouble?
She wouldn't get in trouble for knowing the crimes you're currently charged with. But now that she knows you're here illegally, she could be charged with harboring a fugitive. If you tell her you're wanted for murder and she doesn't turn you in, she could be charged with failure to report.
What? Why didn't you tell me this before I told her I was here illegally?
I would if you told me. So think about it. Is it worth the risk?
I don't want her to be in danger. But it seems like she's already in danger because of me. And if she shows up tomorrow and no cops do, she'll have kept her word. And I'll trust her to keep it again. But I'll leave it up to her. If she's willing to trust us, I think it'll work.
All right, then.
Really?
Ultimately, it is up to you who you want to tell. It's your story. What could I do to stop you? Of course, I'd still advise against it, but I guess you're right. What's the worst that could happen?
Knock on wood. I may be optimistic, but you don't need to jinx it.
I didn't know you were superstitious.
Well, my dad was. I guess it kind of rubbed off on me. I mean, look at his life. Can you blame him?
Guess not. Well, get some rest. I've got a lead to check up on, so I'll be back late. Don't wait up.
So hardworking. Good night, Clay.
Good night, Jules.
You are late.
Be kind, Razu. He is under a lot of pressure.
The fate of our world depends on his information.
I apologize. I was detained by Jules.
Elaborate.
They've met another hybrid. They want to reveal their identity to the hybrid in hopes of gaining their support.
To use as a witness, presumably.
Yes.
What think you of this plan?
I advise them against it, but she is stubborn.
Why advise against it?
I didn't think it wise to give another person so much information. The more they know, the greater the chance we are found out.
You mean you are found out? What have we to fear of two hybrids?
And perhaps having another hybrid will lull your sibling into a sense of comfort, and they will let important information slip.
Do you not trust that I am capable of investigating them on my own?
Ha! What reason have you given us to trust you? You are our servant, Clay. Remember that.
And the other new information?
No.
Then you are dismissed.
Excuse my boldness, but I have to ask. Did you send the hybrid?
You accuse us of not trusting you. Yet you do not offer us that same level of trust you think you deserve.
I only doubt you because I believe you doubt me.
We would never stoop to working with hybrids.
But since the opportunity has presented itself, take advantage of it.
And Clay, do not ever presume to distrust us again. We have no need for doubtful servants.
I won't.
Episode 4, The New Girl, was written, directed, and sound edited by Kiana Triana, with script edits by David Wu and Perry Perry, and music by Tamar Chimenyan. This episode featured Kiana Triana as Jules, Frank Zinches as Clay, Faye Holiday as Anya, Ella Ree as Irida, Faith Jacobs as Customer, Iris Visser as Siobhan, Ari DeLynn as Razo, Michael Rempel as Largefoot, Nathan Woltering as Beau, Drew Hogan as Hector, and Floyd Nazarino as Makoto. If you enjoy our show, please support us by subscribing to us through your preferred podcasting app, following us on social media, or checking out our website. We'll be back next week with a new tale from Bluebell Cafe in Episode 5, The Truth. Thank you for listening.